Did you know flood insurance rates go up starting tomorrow? That's because the government has subsidized flood insurance for people living along the coast since the 1960s, and that's ending. What FEMA, which runs the program, is trying to do is make flood insurance rates reflect the reality of climate change, maybe get homeowners to move to safer ground, but also phase out this current system, which ends up subsidizing people who own big houses on the seashore rather than the less well-off in flood zones inland. Roy White used to run the flood insurance program at FEMA. He now runs the research group, the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. So, Roy, first, do you agree things had to change?
They were long overdue. FEMA's been running an antiquated approach that was built in the 1980s. And it's taken a little too long to get here. Over the last 4 years, FEMA has put in something that is sound, uses great science, and really just reflects the way the rest of the property insurance work underwrites this kind of risk.
Okay, so let's explain. First of all, tomorrow, October 1st, if you're about to buy a home that needs flood insurance, your rates are going to be higher. If you already own a home that has flood insurance that's subsidized, that'll start going up starting in April, and it'll be phased up. But, you know, these rates are going to go up maybe $120 for some people the first year. It could be over $1,000 the first year, and then they might continue to go up because they're based on the size of the home. It used to be just whether a home was on a flood map and other things. You wanted to talk about how this will be more equitable. How so?
It is. There are really three groups that are going to be impacted by risk rating 2.0, this new approach that FEMA is taking. You highlighted the 10 to 12% of people who are going to see a new target rate that they're going to have to stepwise into over the next 5 to 7 years.
The government is letting people know, here's how high this could go. So starting tomorrow, if you buy a new home, you're going to pay that full targeted rate. But if you're a current homeowner, that's only going to be phased in starting in the spring, correct? And you can't do more than, I think, 18% a year. You can't, by law, can't raise somebody's coverage by more than 18% a year?
You can't raise that price by more than 18% a year. So yes.
Yeah, okay.
There's about 60 or 65% of folks who will see small increases to their flood insurance premiums, but it's the same increase they would have received in any other prior year, 5 to 9% a year. The cost of construction's gone up, that's reflected. But there's a group of about 25% of folks. These are middle-income folks. There's 1.2 million families in this group that are going to see a price reduction. Because as you said, in the past, you know, every home who got $250,000 worth of cover paid the same. And now FEMA is beginning to differentiate flood frequency, multiple floods, the distance to the flooding source, and the cost to rebuild. $1 million home costs a lot more to rebuild when it has a small damage than a home that only costs $200,000. That is now reflected.
So you say it's more equitable because these are people who are sometimes more inland, and yet we're flooding inland now, and they had smaller homes, and yet they were getting subsidized the same way a mansion, which might be a second home right on the ocean, mm-hmm. was getting subsidized. Those mansions are going to have to pay more. However, there are people caught up in this. In small coastal neighborhoods in Florida, for instance, we're hearing from homeowners who are saying, this was my retirement home. I'm not rich. And we're hearing of, let's say, one homeowner who might have to pay $6,000 a year eventually for her flood insurance. You know, this was supposed to be her dream retirement home, and she's not wealthy. Is it going to be too punitive?
Robin, there are real impacts on families and their budgets, and that is not lost on me. I don't think it's lost at anyone at FEMA or in the insurance world. But we talk a lot about climate change, and frankly, there's far less debate about the severity and frequency of events and how that ties to climate change. But there's a price for that. As that risk has gone up, it is not free.
Yeah.
And so for those who have the ability to pay, they should pay their fair share. For those who can't, I think Congress needs to look at ways to assist with affordability.
Well, there's been a last-minute push by some lawmakers to actually stop the rate increases. And you know the real estate industry has beat back previous attempts. Do you think it's going to stick this time around?
I hope so. And I think one of the reasons that I am optimistic this can move forward is because there are those 1.2 million families who have frankly been paying an extra tax to depress the insurance premiums of those with higher value homes. Right. Now, might Congress put a limit and say, don't raise someone 18% a year, year over year, maybe pull that down to 12% or pull that down to 9%. Congress can do that, and maybe they should do that.
Roy Wright is the former chief executive of the National Flood Insurance Program at FEMA, which is being revamped. The government is no longer going to be subsidizing the flood insurance for people who live in coastal areas, and that's going to be phased out starting tomorrow. Roy, thank you.
Thank you.